Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are not talking about fitness. We're kind of talking about nutrition.
I think it's totally nutrition.
We're talking about bone broth.
Gross.
Not gross. Okay, so before we get into it, I know a lot of you listening might have heard in the past, I am a holistic nutritionist. So I sometimes get into these weird phases where I get really into like elixirs and like, I don't know,
my kombucha,
kombucha and making my own probiotic stuff and fermentation and all of these things.
Sauerkrauts, yeah.
They're actually super fun and really good for your health. However, they're getting more mainstream now. So this is why too, I think this is a really good thing to talk about, because we have a lot of people who are fitness professionals who listen to us and just people who are interested in health and fitness. And bone broth is one of the cheapest, best superfood kind of healing medicines that you can use to get to your fitness goals. So that's why I want to talk about it today.
And it's actually, I agree with you, it is becoming more mainstream. Like a lot of these things are more mainstream, but I feel like bone broth, like I swear on my social media, like on Instagram, it's like every 10th photo is someone talking about like with a photo of their bone broth that they've made. I just say gross because I just don't like the word bone broth. It grosses me out. I don't know why. Like, you know how there's just certain words that like just set you off and really make you feel kind of gross? The word bone, I just don't like the word bones. Like, you know when someone's like, I feel it in my bones, I'm like, ugh. Like a girl, I don't know why.
Oh, it's
so
like
bone broth. Off to me is like, ugh, like a double whammy of gross.
It's like me with like a paper cut. As soon as people talk about any wounds, like a seeping wound, I'm like, oh. But
okay, so let's talk about your superfood, the bone broth.
The superfood bone broth. So this is where, like, okay, I always like to go back to thinking about the way like your grandmother used to give you advice about nutrition. It's it's like, have you not noticed how things like come full circle again? Like, you know, when you were sick, for example, you know, you used to always say like have chicken soup if you're sick. Well, yeah. We never really understood why we would want to have chicken soup, but it's just for all the reasons we're actually going to talk about today. Like bone broth is seriously such a magical healing food for our body because it is from other animals. And I know that my vegan listeners and my vegetarian listeners will have another perspective on this. But the reality is that a lot of the proteins that are actually in animals are a lot easier for us to digest and have a lot more kind of healing powers for certain things, not for everything. They do have their bad things too. And plants have their goods and bads too, but it just usually is a lot more digestible and like it, I don't know if it's necessarily compatible more, if that sounds weird, but yeah, it's just, for us, it's really good for our bodies. So for bone broth, what I was saying about the grandmother thing, it's like now we see it coming full circle because our grandmother would say, oh, you're sick, have bone broth. And like so many different things too, you know, like eat butter. And then we went to margarine and then we were back to butter. And it's like, yes, you should be having butter, not margarine, because margarine is weird.
Margarine's not a food.
Margarine is not a food. So this is why, so when we're talking about fitness professionals too, I really think that a lot of people who work out, if you're active at all, you really should be adding bone broth to your life, because I'm going to give you some of the benefits of bone broth. So,
And are you trying to sell me? You're trying to sell me on bone broth.
Yeah.
So pretend like this is like your sales pitch, because I'm listening.
And the reason why I brought it up to you though, like saying it like the chicken soup thing about the grandmothers, think of it that way. If someone thinks bone broth is gross, just think about it as having like chicken soup just without some noodles in it. And chunks of chicken.
Instead, it's just bones and vegetables.
But even though,
what it is? Is that, because I've never made it. I'm being like totally authentic and honest right now. Like everyone listening, like I've never made it. I've never eaten it. I have never even thought about it.
You probably made it with your mom. If your mom makes homemade chicken soup,
She doesn't make homemade chicken soup. She doesn't use bones to make it. She doesn't. Yeah. Okay, I know she doesn't because I know her ingredients. Because I tried to replicate it and I make my soup doesn't taste anything like hers.
And but, as soon as you start making your own homemade like soup from bone broth, you can't go back to just eating the cartons of stock, which are like super weird. If you've read the ingredients on a lot of them, it's a lot of them have MSG in them. A lot of them have wheat if you have a gluten issue. And plus there's no nutrients in them. So it also tastes so much better if you do it homemade, I promise.
I know, and I totally believe you, like 1,000%. I just never have done it. So this is just me being totally honest for everyone listening. Like I've never done it. So
your new project, you're gonna do it.
I don't know.
Okay,
sell me on it. Like literally, it's like you're like a car salesman right now.
I'm gonna tell
like
you
the bone broth salesman.
Go. I will, and I'll tell you after how to do it. That's so easy, and I already know that you could easily do this from what you already cook. Because I know what you cook.
Okay, yeah, because you know my five meals
exactly
that I make.
Okay, so why do we want to be having bone broth? So of course we want to know the why before we know the how. Mm-hmm. Well, number one, especially when I'm talking about fitness stuff for fitness pros, or if you have clients who have anything to do with joint issues, which you'll hear a lot, especially if you're dealing with clients who are a little bit older, because over time, obviously the cartilage between our joints starts to wear down, or if we're eating a lot of foods that are inflammatory or any type of food allergies, they tend to attack those areas. So that will kind of break down your joints. So when it comes to bone broth, it is amazing for repairing that cartilage because it has in it collagen and gelatin. So we're going to talk about that in a moment, what those are. But so if you're dealing from any type of joint issues, so that means, you know, like sore knees, sore wrists, anything like arthritis, anything like even tendonitis, even though that's not necessarily joints. But if you were like have osteoporosis, all these things, bone broth is super healing, and the effects and the studies on it has been insane how effective it is. So that's number one.
I've also heard, and you can tell me if this is a rumor or not, but I have heard that because of the collagen in it, it can also help with cellulite and wrinkles. True or false?
True. Oh. So this is for the vanity, which, you know, the thing with cellulite is no matter if you are underweight, overweight.
Oh yeah, that doesn't matter.
And there's so many women, like including, I remember when you used to have every cellulite cream under the sun, those weirdo cellulite creams, which I was like, whatever this,
it would make my legs feel really tight.
Sucky out all the moisture.
I really liked that feeling. Like it actually would feel, I remember this one in particular, I can't remember the brand or else I would tell you guys, but I remember because I tried all of them, but I remember this one brand, like literally when you would touch my skin after, it wouldn't even feel like skin anymore. It would feel almost like, I don't know, like plastic. And it was really, I really liked it though, because it just made my leg feel really like different, because it was probably like, yeah, sucking all the everything out of me. I don't know. I just really like it. It was like plaster almost on my legs.
But yeah, so when it comes to cellulite obviously doesn't matter. Like it just basically, it's like puckering. Like when you look at cellulite, you know, it's like bumpy kind of.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's more visible when we have inflammation in our body. So if you are having like a lot of toxins, just say, I was fine with me. My cellulite is worse after the holidays because I've been drinking a lot and eating a lot of foods I don't normally do. And then it ends up, basically it's like, almost like your fat is like pushing against your skin, like through like a sieve, like, you know, like a colander or whatever. So there's those little holes. It's like, it's pushing up. So it's more visible because it's inflamed. Okay. So wrinkles obviously too, or just like over time. So collagen, what it does, it's the collagen that's in the bone broth. It helps with the, it helps keeping your skin more elastic. So that way it makes you, you know, look more youthful. The texture of your skin is better. The appearance is better. And that's where it's not necessarily reducing cellulite, because we can't really get rid of cellulite, but we can either reduce the appearance of it.
Right.
So that's why, another reason why I love bone broth. And then also, if you're somebody who is overcoming any type of food intolerances or allergies, or if you have allergies with food, which tend to lead to issues with digestion. So we did the summit recently. We had our Women's Transformation Summit, which was amazing. And we had 18 top female health experts on it. And one of them was actually Marnie Wasserman, who she also hosts the Ultimate Health Podcast, which you've probably heard of it if you listen to ours. Hers is one of the big guns. She has had like 5 million downloads. Super, super smart. Her and her partner, Jesse Chapman, do it together. But she was talking about how she was like a vegetarian for a long period of time. And when it comes to, I'm kind of talking about two topics at once here, but when it comes to things like grains and beans, they have something in them called lectins. And what it is, you know how carnivores are like animals, they have teeth and claws to protect themselves from predators. Well, plants don't really have that. So they have this, it's called lectins in essentially like their shell or their outer coating to help keep away pests and bacteria and stuff like that. Well, as humans, we can't digest that. So what ends up happening is it starts to, if you have a lot of it, it will start to break down the lining of your gut. And this is why it's really important.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So for her, even though she's somebody who works in the industry, and this is why a lot of people who are vegans or vegetarians, if they're not doing it properly, they can have a lot of issues. And one of the ways to get around that is soaking your beans, soaking your nuts, soaking your grains, or sprouting them, which is a long process. And that's why a lot of these diets like paleo and keto, they really focus a lot on those health benefits. If they're trying to sell them to you, they talk about, okay, you know, we don't have, because we're not eating grains, we're not eating legumes and things like that. Or if you're somebody who has a lot of inflammation in the body, you tend to, you tend to stay away from those. So for her, I'm kind of telling this big roundabout story, but I'm hoping you guys will find this interesting. But for her, she was talking about how, because she was vegetarian for so long, but she had so many grains and beans in her diet that it ended up giving her what's called leaky gut. So, and not saying that's the only contributor, but other things contribute to leaky gut, but basically what it is that these lectins, because our body can't digest them, they end up starting to basically
like eat away at your stomach lining?
Yeah. Like that's the only way, like without getting technical, I can kind of describe it. Like it's not in your stomach, it's your gut. So your gut actually is your entire digestive tract. So a lot of times this is in your intestines. Mm-hmm. And basically it's it's not even a medical term actually, leaky gut. It's becoming more in the medical world because for so long they didn't know what it was. They call it intestinal hyperpermeability or something. But basically we have these like junctions. So there's like little, it's like almost, you know, when you think about like Legos when they stick together.
Yeah.
There's like a stick and a thing, like a stick and a hole.
I know. So think about Legos real well.
So think about
play with them daily now.
Yeah. So think of your stomach lining, like tight Legos all stuck together. And sorry, not your stomach, your gut lining as tight Legos. And then suddenly as you have all of these toxins or potential, you know, stress or lectins or so many things that contribute to this, these junctions, these Legos start to pull apart a little bit. And what ends up happening, think about it, when something pulls apart, you can see through it. So things can either pass in or pass out. So whatever is then in your gut can either, which again is all of your, you know, it's nutrition, it's, you know, all the things that are happening inside, food particles can either pass out into your bloodstream or potentially can pass in, because your guts need to be permeable like that. They need to be able to have space because nutrients do need to get out. But sometimes the other things get out, like food particles, which then end up causing all these reactions in the body. And this is where we end up with all these autoimmune disorders and all of these things. Hmm. So yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff what's happening inside. And a lot of people don't know that this is the issue of like so many things. They don't know that leaky gut is actually the thing that's causing all this havoc. Maybe like with their mood or with their, like with their poop or whatever it is. We don't, you know, we don't put it all together.
And so bone broth though, it has stuff in it that, sorry, I can't think of the right word, but it essentially helps to repair leaky gut. Like obviously if you were someone that had leaky gut, you would then want to kind of take a step away from having as many grains and things like that to obviously have like help repair your digestion. But then you also could add bone broth to help with that repair.
Completely. So whenever you're dealing with stuff like leaky gut, you kind of like approach it right. The first thing, they call it the four R's. The first thing you always want to do is remove. So you want to remove all the things that are causing you issues. Mm-hmm. So that would be anything, you know, all like if you're
eating anything with leptin.
Well, not even that though. Not even, it's not just saying, cause some people can tolerate it more. And if you treat it properly, sometimes it won't, like if you soak your nuts and your seeds and things like that. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard about, like, you know, with red kidney beans, like you cannot eat those uncooked.
Yeah, no, I do know that.
So that's something that's been around forever and people didn't really understand why. It's because of those lectins, because they have such a high concentration in red kidney beans mm-hmm. that it can poison you very quickly. So again, cause those are proteins that our body cannot break down. So it's kind of mm-hmm. like, things like chickpeas and brown rice and all these things, they have it too, but in smaller amounts. But usually we end up, when we cook them, we still don't want to eat them raw. But those are just one thing that will contribute to it. But stress does, alcohol, chemicals in food, like so many different things. So we want to remove all those things. Then we want to start to repair. So those would be things like adding bone broth in, because it is such a highly concentrated superfood full of all of this magical stuff like collagen. So collagen and gelatin are essentially the same thing. Collagen is like, it's the parts when you think about, and I don't want to gross you out.
You're going to. It's okay. It's like, okay. I already know what collagen and gelatin is, because that's why I stopped eating Jello.
Yeah, like collagen.
And I stopped eating like candy, like those like gummy candies and stuff, because I know what it is. So, but go ahead.
Yeah, like collagen. It's like the connective tissue. It's the skin. It's in the bones. It's in like all that stuff that you can't chew when you eat a piece of chicken, and it's like the rubbery stuff. Ugh. I know it sounds so gross, but when we start to cook that collagen, then essentially it becomes gelatin. So that's when you make soup and you end up with, you know, if you cool it and it ends up with a bit of fat Jello on top, like that's basically the collagen that's been kind of broken down to make it, because we can't eat those skin and tendons raw. So we cook it and then it transforms into gelatin.
But you know what's kind of gross? Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you and I'm going to add to this, to add to the gross factor. Whenever I make that slow cooker chicken that I make, the whole chicken in the slow cooker, which you know is like one of my favorite meals, which I'm assuming is probably where you're thinking I'm going to get my bone broth
from.
Yes, I knew it. So I know exactly what you're going to say, because at the end of it, there's always liquid on the bottom, and if I don't clean my slow cooker right away, because sometimes I don't, people, it happens. I clean it within the day, but sometimes I don't clean it right away.
And if
I don't clean it, yeah, and sometimes when I don't clean it right away, the base of it forms into that gelatin, and it super grosses me out. So I just thought I'd add to the gross factor and let everyone know that I know, because you can actually see it. Like, it's the same thing if you cook whole chickens or like chicken on a bone and you put it in like a dish in the oven or something like that, and you leave that dish afterwards, it's like that gelatin sort of fatty kind of thing. That's the same sort of thing, correct? That's the collagen that's now formed into the gelatin?
Yeah, it's like broken down to be more... But the thing that's great though is with these two things, as well as there's other amino acids too that are in proteins, that are in bone broth. So like things like glutamine and arginine. So glutamine is amazing for your gut lining too. So all of these things, what they do is they help to seal, like in very easy to absorb, in a very easy to absorb form, because bone broth, you think about it, there's no fiber in it. There's no chunks. It literally is just like a liquid full of like protein healing. And then it's very easy for our body to digest, absorb all those nutrients, and also help to seal that, the openings in the gut lining. And it helps to keep your gut strong. So when we're talking about that leaky gut, those Legos coming apart, and maybe we'll do a podcast just all about leaky gut. We'll talk about the 4 hours and all that stuff. But, those pieces coming apart, it helps to seal and heal that back up. But of course, we got to remove all the things that we've been putting in our body. But yeah, so that's another reason why I absolutely love it. Because of course, when we're looking at our health goals, and whether it be your fitness goals, weight loss goals, nutrition goals, we have to look at our body as a whole. And that's what we talk about all the time in our Fit Chicks Academy Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, in our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Program. Treating the body like a whole, because if your digestion's off, you're not going to be able to build the body that you want, right? You're not going to be able to absorb the nutrients. You're not going to be able to build the muscles. You're not going to have the energy to do anything. So it's important to understand these other concepts like leaky gut, and like how bone broth benefits you if you want to build your best body. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the major last thing for us, of course, is to boost your immune system, because we're still in winter right now. So that's something that's super important to keep you keep you nice and strong.
Oh man. And here in Canada, there has been like crazy time colds and flus going around this year.
Oh yeah.
Like super bugs. Nuts. I know it's been awful. I have a question just before we jump into the, how to make the bone broth. Is there a way to make something similar, but vegetarian or vegan? Like without the bones, can you do something, like, is there certain vegetables or anything that would produce something similar? Maybe not as potent, but something similar. I know it's maybe a dumb question, but I've been told there are no dumb questions, so you can ask. And I'm just curious because I know that a lot of people do make their own broth using vegetable stock. So is there something that you can put into it? Or even if there is like something that you can add to it, is there something that you can add to it that's not animal based?
I don't think so. Because when it comes to collagen, and I'm not going to say this 100% because there could be a plant out there that has some sort of form but collagen is mostly found in animal products. Mm-hmm. There's different things to help your body like rev up collagen production. So different things to do with like different vegetables, like vitamin C and dark green vegetables and things like that. But like actually that you're ingesting collagen, that comes from animal products. Because plants okay. And if there's...
No, and that's totally cool. I was just curious.
No, and that's one thing that's really hard. And that's why, again, being vegan or vegetarian is difficult. More a vegan is a lot of people just don't thrive on that way of eating because they can't get certain things like, you know, you can get B vitamins or B12 from like nutritional yeast. And like, but it's more available to our bodies from animal products. So we get it a lot in meat and in different like liver and stuff like that too. Organ meats and all that stuff. So
again, gross.
Yeah.
Anyone listening, they're like, oh, you're so annoying, Amanda. But honestly, like I'm really weird about food, guys.
That's why it's always really interesting. That's why I love talking to Marnie, and I loved on the summit her coming on because she is a vegetarian vegan transitioning into adding more animal products into her life. And she's not pro or against any type of eating, but for her body, her health was suffering. And that was why she had to add this in. And she went through a whole like moral dilemma with making that transition, but she was like, I am not well. So
I felt like, I mean, clearly I was not doing it to the level of Marnie and like in terms of, you know, probably substituting well, but even when I think back to when I was younger and I was vegetarian and then vegan for that short stint and then vegetarian again for a long period, I wasn't healthy because, I mean, back then it was different because I was not someone who actually ate like whole foods and stuff. Like I just wasn't eating anything. I was just like eating apples and stuff.
You were like a Dorito vegan.
No, back then that's because when I was trying to like lose weight and stuff, dude. That's when I used to just eat apples and celery and stuff, like, because I didn't really know what to eat. And I remember I dated a vegan and he came over and I was like, he came over for lunch. And so we had apples because I didn't know what to give him because I was young. But I think it would be different today. But I still remember the day that I made the decision to start eating chicken again was just, it was for that reason. It wasn't to do with my moral compass. It was a hard decision for me to make, but it was to do with the fact that I just didn't feel healthy or strong and I wasn't doing it properly. And I knew that I wasn't doing it properly and I was anemic and I was suffering and I was like, all right, something's got to give, you know, and I couldn't figure it out. So maybe it'd be different today, but I'm okay with where I'm at right now.
No, for sure. And that's, again, it all boils down to listening to your body and, mm-hmm. and, you know, so there is no, and I talk about this a lot, there is no one size fits all way to eat. We all have different genetics. We have a different constitution. I might thrive on one thing. It might not work for you and vice versa. Like you have to listen to your body.
All right. But so if we're going to be experimenting with this bone broth, which I'm not guaranteeing it, but I might do it after I make my chicken this week.
Yeah.
Tell me how to do it.
Okay. And this is, I am such a big believer in being a frugal fit chick. So it's like, instead of spending, you can buy a pre-made bone broth now, like you can buy a bone broth supplement. You can buy it at the store. Even if you go to like,
that's crazy that it's that mainstream now that now you can buy a supplement, like a
bone
broth.
You go to a restaurant and instead of ordering a cup of coffee, you can get a mug of bone broth. However,
so crazy.
Yeah, you're going to pay a lot for that, and where it's so simple to make at home. So the first thing, ditch the box stock. Mm-hmm. Like, just get rid of it, because you can make a ton of this at once and you can freeze it. So the second thing is, you want to make sure that you're going to get bones that are either organic. Now, there's a lot of farms that offer like soup bones and things like that, that are essentially organic, but they haven't gone through the process of getting the organic certification because it's not, it's too expensive.
Well, it's expensive. Yeah. It's super expensive.
It's just a badge.
Yeah. I know that, one thing that my naturopath was talking to me about, because I only eat organic meats, and she was saying that it doesn't necessarily have to have this organic stamp, as long as it says that it is antibiotic free. It means it's the same, but it's like, it's not exactly the same, but it will have similar benefits as organic.
Well, yeah, and looking and for
usually is costs like a yeah, and it usually costs like a fraction of the price. So if someone is looking at like trying to up their meat quality, at least go for antibiotic free and pasture fed if possible.
Yeah, and pasture fed, especially if you're going with things like chicken, for example. Like, there's so many out there now, there's so many you'll see like, oh, grain fed chicken. But if you're somebody, again, who's dealing with any of these things we talked about, like leaky gut or inflammatory,
yeah, it's just going to be like a double whammy on your leaky
gut. You're just getting it in another form. So
yeah,
that's why it's important, pasture fed. So you know, you can get anywhere from like 2 pounds of bones to like 6 pounds, depending on how much you're going to make. Mm-hmm. But one good thing though, is if you're looking for these bones, like go to your local butcher and ask, or if you have a farmer's market, a lot of them, like I know in Toronto where I live at the farmer's market, there's a meat stand and they have grass-fed beef bones that you can buy. And you can buy them, or if you are doing like, you know, a turkey, you can save the bones even in the freezer if you don't want to make them right away.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is
better though. Is it better though to use them right away, or is it better to? Does it really matter if you freeze the bones right away?
I don't think it really matters.
Okay, I wasn't sure, because sometimes I feel like, you know, to get the most out of it, you don't necessarily want to freeze certain things.
But yeah, the one thing
as long is as this thing, it doesn't matter. That's cool.
There is some stuff online, and like people recommend different things when it comes to treating your bones. So for example, chicken bones, because they're smaller, a lot of times you can just cook them as is. Whereas beef bones, lamb, like the, you know, the larger animals, it's better to brown the bones. So essentially you roast them just in the, mm-hmm. in the oven before. Okay. So there's like kind of like two schools of thought on that, but there is a website called the Weston Price Foundation or organization in the States. So that's a really good website for anyone who's looking at, especially in the States, because we're in Canada and there's different laws when it comes to our animals versus factory animals in the States, or the way that, mm-hmm. so it's very, very different, but that way you can go on there and you can find your state, you can find your area, and it will give you places that you can get organic or pasture fed or grass fed bones from.
Oh, every time you talk about this, I can't, honestly, like I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm taking it in and I'm like, okay, I get it, the benefits. But as you're talking about like, take the bigger bones and roast them first, it's like, I'm like, all I picture is like this like cauldron with like bones and like animal parts. And it's like, oh, it freaks me out. I'm not going to lie. I feel like,
no, it freaks me out too. But it's like we live in a very
of the West with like this big cauldron of bones.
But we live in a very privileged society that we don't have to, you know, what way back in the day,
everyone had to buy the supplements.
Yeah, everyone had to hunt for their own food. And it's like, we have the luxury of not having to go out and kill something to eat it. Because yeah. I would then for sure be a vegetarian, because I can't even see a paper cut, like I said at the beginning. So it's kind of like that, you know, there is that side of privilege where it's like, okay, we get to remove that duty from our lives and we get to, you know, work in fitness for a living and pay someone else to do that and butcher animals and whatever.
Oh, so totally. Like, yeah.
And that's where it comes down to, you know, this whole farm to table kind of mindset where people are like getting really involved with their food again and eating all of the animal, which that's the thing I think is better. It's like, if you're going to sacrifice an animal's life to feed people, then let's honor that and utilize everything in it and not just waste, you know, cause like it could feed a lot of people. But there's places in the world that still don't have the luxury of going to the butcher or even talking about bone broth. They have to go out there and kill just to eat.
No, I know. Okay. So,
Anyways, again,
I'm sorry about my Wicked Witch mentality. I just
no, it's because it's weird. I totally get it.
Bone broth. I'm like,
oh. I totally get it. Well, wait till we talk about the next thing.
So no,
before we get into how to make it, the thing too is that a lot of the best nutrition, and this was interesting too. Again, bring up my talk with Marnie. She was talking about, you know, everyone wants to eat the white meat, especially as fitness professionals, but the white meat, even in chicken, is pure muscle. And that's why a lot of times it's very hard for us to digest, where the real nutrition is in the dark meat, the leg meat, and of course, mostly the skin. The darker meat has more nutrition because it's closer. If you ever notice, it's a bit more fattier as well. And that again is where
it's closer to the bone.
Yeah. Whereas, and it's also tied in with like the ligaments and stuff. The breast doesn't do anything. It's just chest muscle. Right?
Yeah.
So anyways, but the best nutrition is also in the skin, the feet, the neck, the tail, oxtail, all the stuff that you don't think. But the thing is, if you are someone who is not weirded out by all this stuff, that stuff too, when you go to your butcher, is going to be cheap to buy. So when you say like, I'm making soup, I want
Your chicken feet.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, take them. What am I going to do with them, right? And again, looking at a lot of cultures.
I just can't imagine serving me like, hey guys, I made some chicken feet soup.
But look at cultures, like Asian cultures.
It's totally normal. Just for me, it's not normal. It's not normal for me in my day-to-day life. I'm not saying it's not normal for other people. I'm not making judgment. I'm saying for me, it just doesn't feel like a fit.
I know. Okay. So first of all, so to make our bone broth, we're going to get our bones. So whether that be from the butcher or from the market, we're getting the pieces, all whatever we decide. Maybe it is
all the feet.
Or again, if you're doing like a turkey at Christmas time, just save all of it. Save all of it for the, you know,
I'm going to save mine for you.
It comes with all that stuff. And then, so you want about 2 pounds to 6 pounds, depending. And you think that sounds like a lot, but when you actually weigh stuff, it's not. And if you have a big slow cooker. So this is an important step. Before you cook it, you're going to put it all into a slow cooker. This is my favorite way, is in a slow cooker. Mm-hmm. Put the bones in, fill it up with, and I don't measure. People are like, oh, 4 quarts, this. I'm like, I just fill up my slow cooker with water.
Okay.
Then what you want to do is add in at least 2 tablespoons, depending on how many bones you have, but 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And then you want to leave it for about an hour. So
what does the apple cider vinegar do?
It helps to draw the minerals from the bones. So this way you're going to get the most nutrition into your soup, as opposed to, because again, the heat will break stuff down, the collagen and things like that, but the acid in the apple cider vinegar is going to help to draw that out. So it's an extra nutrition. Yeah.
And apple cider vinegar is so good for you anyways. So exactly. It's a double whammy. You get a twofer.
Yeah. So then you have all your bones in their bath. Gross.
I can't believe you just said that.
With a little apple cider vinegar. Ready
for a few days. I need to like digest that.
I need to say that just for you.
Are you wrapping up soon? I can't.
Yes. You add the two. It's super easy. You got your apple cider vinegar in the water. And then just add in veggies. So I literally just chop my onions in half. Don't even peel them. And the skins, because they have a lot of, like, the color is nice. They add a lot of flavor. Even your garlic, like, don't turn this into a big fancy production of you. It's just literally like rustic and raw. So you're just chopping.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah. Skins are...
I can handle onion.
Yeah. Like I just chop my, garlic in half, just throw in carrots with the skin on, just, you know, obviously organic, if not scrub them down well. Celery. So I do celery, onions, as much as I can fit into this crock pot.
Yeah.
Garlic, and carrots. So those are my four things.
And then how long do you leave it?
And then you want to leave it on low. So make sure it's low and for at least 24 hours. Now, people I know actually will do their bone broth up to 7 days. So you literally just leave it on the counter and every 24 hours you take out a few cups and then you refill that with new water because mostly for the beef bones versus the chicken bones, you could go up to the 7 days. I would say chicken bones the most, probably 3 days, but you can get a lot of nutrition out of those bones. You don't just need to do it for like 24 hours, but at least 24 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why it's great to do it in a slow cooker, because it's safe. You can leave it plugged in overnight. You know, you can just put it on low and just put it to the side.
Unless you're someone who believes the whole, did you hear about the conspiracy thing? Or not the conspiracy thing, but that show, This Is Us. I don't watch it, that television show. When, like, apparently the guy died because he had a fire in his house because of a slow cooker.
Oh. Well, then don't plug in the slow
cooker. And then, no, and then it was like, and then slow cooker, like, posted something online being like, no, it wasn't us. it wasn't us. They posted something though in response to it, because people were actually posting like, I threw my slow cooker out the window, because they were so sad about this show. I didn't watch the show. I just read about it and I thought it was funny. So I'm not telling anyone listening.
Okay, maybe just when you go to bed, you can unplug it, then plug it back in the morning. But then, and then all you need to do after that is you just need to drain. Like just strain out the veggies, because they're just going to be mush anyways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get those out. And then you just put it in mason jars, let it cool, and keep it in the freezer for when you need it. And the fridge is going to last maybe up to a week. That's why if you're making such big batches, just get mason jars and just put them in the freezer. Just leave enough room at the top though, so in case of expanding and things like that, that it's not going to break. And there you have it. Then you've got this, like, and some people that I know actually just have it as like a cup of soup in a sense. They'll just drink it in a mug every single day. They'll have like a mug at lunchtime with their sandwich or whatever else they're having. Or you can make a ton of different stuff with it. You can make soups and stir fries and all different things. So it is, and it's super cheap. So that is bone broth. So hopefully we have not freaked you out with all of our weirdo-ness on the side. But it honestly is, it's so cheap to make and it is so healing for your body. And if you're somebody, of course, who's been dealing with any digestive issues, inflammation issues, you know, joint issues, give it a go. Like, it's something, it's better to me. And I think, yes, you could buy the supplement version, but it will never be as good as the homemade or natural version. Exactly. It's like as soon as you start to automate something or take out a step of something, and that is like, for example, chewing or whatever it is, we lose something in the process. So it's very important that just try it, and I promise you will love it. If we haven't weirded you out enough.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry that you had to listen to me. I'm such a baby when it comes to weird stuff. I was trying really hard not to be. I was trying to be really open-minded about this.
No, I get it. That's why, like, I'm totally fine talking about, we'll do it on a future one, like talking about fermentation or like my weirdo, like when I like to, you know, make my homemade probiotics, because they're all vegetable-based. And like the worst thing is they go moldy. And I'm like, oh, whatever, I did it wrong. But like when we talk about anything to do with like weird animal
giving
stuff.
Bones a bath.
Yeah, I can't. I need to think about it in a different way. And I don't know.
Yeah.
However, I do, like, I don't know. I added collagen into my life, starting off as supplements, and then I started adding more in as like doing more homemade bone broths, and my hair, my nails, my skin, like I can see the difference. So it is.
All right.
Give it a go.
Well, enjoy, everyone.
Okay. So with that, we will wrap it up. Of course, please, if you guys like the podcast, please leave us a review. We definitely would love to reach more people and spread more of this healthy love. You know, not about bones and baths, but just in general. So please leave us a review. And then of course we have our upcoming programs with Fit Chicks Academy. We have our fitness and nutrition expert certification program starting on March 28th. So it's an online program. You can join us from anywhere in the world. We have info sessions going on, a ton of stuff. So check it out at fitchicksacademy.com. And then check out our Facebook page at FitChicks, facebook.com/FitChicksAcademy programs, if I could speak, because we always have a ton of awesome additional stuff other than the podcast going on there. So things like we promote our summits, we do Facebook Lives, we're always adding to our knowledge and making sure you guys are getting the good stuff. Okay, chicks, with that, have an amazing day and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.